You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Ionretti, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 430, covering week 36, September 1st through 7th, 2025. New releases of the Linux from Scratch and Beyond Linux from Scratch 12.4 guides are available with and without Systemd System Manager. Linux from Scratch provides instructions for building a basic Linux system using only the source code for the necessary software. Beyond Linux from Scratch supplements LFS with information on building and configuring about 1,000 software packages, covering a variety of applications from DBMSs and server systems to graphical shells and media players. They have added new packages, Roman-numerals-py, clone:/pp, and fast_float, and removed libg data, UHTTP-MOCK, and AbbeyWord. Apache Cloudberry 2.0.0 is the latest release of the distributed DBMS, continuing the development of the Green Plum DBMS codebase, which was closed-sourced by Broadcom after its acquisition of VMware. Apache Cloudberry 2.0.0 marks the first release of the project after the code was transferred to the Apache community. The project is currently in the Apache incubator and will be promoted to a primary Apache project once the infrastructure and maintainers are ready. Cloudberry DBMS is a distributed edition of the open PostgreSQL DBMS optimized for executing analytical queries over large data arrays. Massively parallel processing architecture is used for parallel data processing, ensuring storage scalability up to petabyte sizes by dividing data into segments and using a cluster of servers for storage and processing. Matthew Kosarek has released the Miracle-WM 0.7 Compositing Manager using the Wayland Protocol and Mir Compositing Manager. Waybar can be used as a panel. The project code is written in C++ and is distributed under GPL v3 license. Ready-made builds are available in snap format as well as deb packages for Ubuntu. The goal of Miracle-WM is to create a composite server that uses tiled window management but is more functional and stylish than products like SwayFX. At the same time, the project allows you to use classic techniques for working with floating windows, such as placing individual windows on top of a tiled grid or pinning windows to a specific place on the desktop. Virtual desktops are supported with the ability to set a default window mode for each desktop. It is expected that Miracle-WM will be useful for users who prefer a tiled layout but want visual effects and a more vivid graphical design with smooth transitions and colors. The configuration is defined in YAML format. It is available as a snap package. GNOME 49RC has been released, the final testing release before the scheduled September 17th release. The published testing release is notable for reverting an earlier change that disabled the default compilation of X11 support components in the GNOME Display Manager. The original intent of GNOME 49 was to disable X11 support in GDM by default, but leave the ability to run X11-based desktop environments and retain X11-related code to optionally bring back X11 support in distributions. The reason for bringing back X11 support in GDM is the difficulty of separating the ability to run modern X11 sessions in GDM from the use of X11 in GDM itself, such as support for XDMCP, legacy X11 sessions, and non-user X11 sessions. The developers of the OpenSUSE distribution have announced an extension to the update period for new releases of the OpenSUSE Leap and OpenSUSE Leap Micro distributions to 2 years. The new support period will be applied starting with the OpenSUSE Leap 16 branch, which is scheduled for October 1st, 2025. Intermediate releases in the OpenSUSE Leap 16 branch, supported in parallel with the commercial distribution SUSE Linux Enterprise 16, will be generated until the fall of 2031. The final release will be OpenSUSE Leap 16.6. Updates will be released until the fall of 2033. New releases will be published once a year. Since 2009, OpenSUSE has had a support period of 1.5 years, a year until the next release, and 6 months for upgrading to a new version. Since the development of the first release of the new OpenSUSE Leap 16 branch took longer than usual, an exception was made for the OpenSUSE Leap 15.6 release, formed in June last year, and its support period was extended by an additional 4 months. Starting with OpenSUSE 16, release support will be carried out during 2 full cycles of preparing new releases. For those who find 2 years of support insufficient, a toolkit is provided for migrating to SUSE Linux Enterprise and SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro distributions. Linux Mint 22.2 is out, continuing the development of the branch on the Ubuntu 24.04 LTS package base. The distribution is fully compatible with Ubuntu, but differs significantly in its approach to the user interface and the selection of applications used by default. The Linux Mint developers provide the Cinnamon desktop environment, corresponding to the classic layouts of the desktop, as well as Mate and XFCE desktops, which are arranged to be visually similar to Cinnamon. DVD builds on Mate, Cinnamon, and XFCE are available for download. All modern Linux Mint versions are classified as long-term support. Updates for 22.2 will be generated until 2029. Microsoft has announced the release of the source code for the basic interpreter for the MOS Technology 6502 8-bit microprocessors developed in 1975. The version of BASIC that was released was installed in 8 kilobytes of ROM and supported the Apple II Commodore PET Ohio Scientific, MOS KIM-1C, and PDP-10 simulator. The code is 6,955 lines of assembly language and is released under the MIT license. No changes to the code have been made since 1978. The 6502 BASIC code may be of interest to retro computer enthusiasts using emulators and FPGA-based implementations. The OpenWall project has published the Linux Kernel Runtime Guard 1.0.0 kernel module, LKRG, designed to check the integrity of kernel structures and identify attempts to exploit kernel vulnerabilities. The project has reached a mature state, hence version 1. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The module is suitable for protection against attacks that manipulate known vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel and for countering exploits that use yet unknown vulnerabilities if they do not use special measures to bypass LKRG. The protection is based on identifying unauthorized changes to the running kernel and tracking changes in user process permissions. The integrity check is performed based on comparison of hashes calculated for the most important memory areas and kernel data structures, such as IDT, MSR, system call tables, all procedures and functions, interrupt handlers, lists of loaded modules, contents of the text section of modules, and process attributes. x86-64, ARCH64, ARM64, ARM32, and x86 architectures are supported. LKRG has been tested with kernels from various distributions, ranging from RHEL/CentOS 7 kernel 3.10 to 6.17-RC4 from the Fedora 44 release repository. Packages are available for Arch, Gentoo, GUIX, NixOS, Rocky, Unix, Yocto, and OpenBMC. Packages built for Rocky Linux can be used in RHEL 8 and 9 and derivatives such as Alma Linux 8 and 9 and Unix packages in Debian and Ubuntu. The GIMP 3.1.4 graphics editor is now available, the second release in the experimental 3.1 branch, forming the functionality of the future stable GIMP 3.2 branch. GIMP 3.2 develops support for link layers and vector layers, as well as features related to support for the CMYK color model and color management. Ready-made builds are published for Linux, AppImage, and Flatpak for x86 and ARM64 architectures, macOS, and Windows. Debian 13.1 has been released, which includes package updates released in the month since the release of Trixie and fixes bugs in the installer. The package manager GUIX, which remained unsupported and contained security issues, was removed from the distribution. At the same time, a new release of the previous stable branch, Debian 12.12, is available, which includes updates with fixes for stability issues and vulnerabilities. Here, too, the GUIX package has been removed. The KDE project has released the first alpha release of KDE Linux, which is positioned as a reference implementation of a Linux distribution for the KDE desktop and applications, optimally combined with KDE technologies and developed directly by KDE developers. System images are available to create bootable USB drives that work in live mode. The distribution is based on Arch Linux, but is designed as an indivisible image that does not use separate packages, is mounted in read-only mode, and is updated atomically. The components, in addition to the basic system environment, are built from source code using KDE-Builder or supplied as Flatpak packages. The distribution supports repeatable builds, allowing anyone to verify the distribution build process. All users and changeable system data are stored in encrypted partitions. The bootloader is systemd-boot, which supports booting only in EFI mode. The limitations of the alpha version include support for UEFI-based systems only, no ability to boot in UEFI secure boot mode, no ability to load new kernel modules during operation, an unfinished interface for updating the system and applications in Flatpak format, and no support for old NVIDIA GPUs. Only a Wayland-based graphics session is available. The UUtils CoreUtils 0.2.0 project has been published. It develops an analog of the GNU CoreUtils package rewritten in the Rust language. CoreUtils includes more than 100 utilities, including all your favorites. The goal of the project is to create a cross-platform alternative implementation of CoreUtils, among others, capable of running on Windows, Redux, and Fuchsia platforms. Rust CoreUtils is used in the Aran OS and Apertis distributions, and will be enabled by default in the fall release of Ubuntu 25.0. Unlike GNU CoreUtils, the Rust implementation is distributed under a permissive MIT license. The same team of developers is developing Rust-written analogs of the util-linux, diffutils, findutils, and procps utility sets, as well as the sed and login programs. Armbian 25.8 has been released, providing a compact system environment for single-board computers with ARM RISC-V and x86 processors. The project supports more than 30 variants of Linux kernel builds for different ARM and ARM64 platforms. An SDK is provided to simplify the creation of your own system images, packages, and distribution editions. The package includes a Box64 emulator, which allows you to run programs compiled for processors based on the x86 architecture. Ready-made packages are offered for running user environments based on KDE, GNOME, Budgie, Cinnamon, i3WM, Mate, XFCE, and Xmonad. Additionally, DietPi 9.16, a distribution for single-board PCs based on ARM and RISC-V architectures, is also out. The distribution is built on Debian and is available in builds for more than 50 boards. DietPi can be used to create compact environments for virtual machines and regular PCs based on the x86-64 architecture. Builds for the board are small in size compared to Raspberry Pi OS and Armbian. The tools for building and maintaining the distribution are distributed under the GPL v2 license. The Budgie 10.9.3 desktop environment has been released. The user environment consists of separate components with a Budgie desktop implementation, the Budgie desktop view icon set, the Budgie control center system configuration interface, and the Budgie screensaver. The project code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. The developers intend to form a major release of Budgie 10.10 in the first quarter of 2025. It was planned to completely abandon support for X11 and leave only the ability to work in environments based on the Wayland protocol. However, this branch is still not ready for release, one of the criteria for which was mentioned as achieving parity in the functionality of applets with the old environment based on X11. After the release of Budgie 10.10, the 10.x series will be transferred to maintenance mode, and all resources will be directed to the development of the Budgie 11 branch, notable for separating desktop functionality from the layer providing visualization and output of information. The Budgie 10.9.3 update is notable for its synchronization with the changes in the upcoming GNOME 49 release, scheduled for September 17th. To manage settings, Budgie uses the GNOME-settings-daemon component, which was changed in GNOME 49, breaking backward compatibility. The code for managing the screen backlight was transferred from the power plugin to GNOME Shell, and the code for supporting multimedia keys for changing brightness was transferred from the Media Keys plugin. Also, the plugin for Wacom graphics tablets was removed from the GNOME settings daemon, the functionality of which is now integrated into the Mutter Composite Manager. To ensure operation after the functionality cut, the Budgie developers forked GNOME-settings-daemon aimed at preserving the old state of the media keys, power, and Wacom components, with the exception of these components supplied as separate plugins and the return of desktop files for their auto-run. The rest of the GNOME-settings-daemon code is fully synchronized with the GNOME code base. Changes in Budgie itself include adaptation to the new API of the libxfce4 windowing library, changes in the processing of the overlay-key in the Mutter Composite Manager, and the removal of compact classes in Vala 0.56.18. FreeType 2 is a software font engine designed to be small, efficient, highly customizable, and portable, while capable of producing high-quality output of most vector and bitmap font formats. Note that FreeType 2 is a font service and doesn't provide APIs to perform higher-level features, like text layout or graphics processing. However, it greatly simplifies these tasks by providing a simple, easy-to-use, and uniform interface to access the content of font files. FreeType 2 is released under two open-source licenses, a BSD-like FreeType license and the GPL. It can be used in any project, open or proprietary. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.